There has been a healthy degree of grumbling and grousing this year by lovers of hot weather. We had a cool and rainy spring, and certainly this summer has not been a replay of last year's very hot, very dry season. But here's something to think about. The cooler, wetter weather is good medicine for our Great Lakes and those all-important water levels. Let's find out why as we welcome MLive meteorologist Mark Torregrossa. Hi, Mark.
Hey, good day. How are you doing there?
Doing well, doing well. With this cooler, wetter weather, I'm just hearing people that I know that have boats, they're grumpy. It hasn't made them very happy. But why is this weather good news for the Great Lakes and Lake St. Clair?
Well, the Great Lakes levels are coming up, and when you have cooler weather, you have less evaporation. And the cooler weather is actually a byproduct of the wet pattern that we've been in. Now, the summer, we've had some dry weather here in the summer, if you talk to farmers. But in general, we've had quite a bit of precipitation in the last year, and especially to the north, Lake Superior and the drainage basin around Lake Superior in the last month has had about 160% of its normal precipitation. That runs into Lake Superior, and then eventually that makes it into Lake Michigan and Lake Huron, bringing the lake levels up.
So essentially, Superior is kind of sharing the excess with Michigan and Huron.
Yeah, so what it is, it's actually regulated by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and Environment Canada. And what they did August 1st is they said Lake Superior has gone up sufficiently enough that we can open the gates on the Sioux Locks more and bring more water into Lake Michigan and Lake Huron. And that's something we haven't had in a while. So Lake Superior is sending more water to Lake Michigan and Lake Huron.
And what are we seeing in Ontario, Erie, and St. Clair?
Well, they've been interesting because they've been actually not too low in general over the last several years. And so, for example, Ontario is actually above its long-term water level average. So if you go to Lake Ontario, you don't hear people talking about low water levels. Erie's about the same, not too low or just slightly below normal. And then the low water levels really have been on what we call the upper lakes here on Michigan Superior. And now it's centered basically on Lake Michigan and Huron, but improving somewhat. Give you an example.
Uh-huh.
Lake Superior is 5 inches below its long-term average. Lake Michigan, Lake Huron is 18 inches below its long-term average.
So it could use that extra dose of help from Superior.
It definitely could. And what the Army Corps of Engineers told me was if you took everything else out of the equation, that extra water that Lake Superior is sending down into Michigan and Huron would be about 1 inch of water per month.
Hmm.
That's a lot of water.
Hmm.
800 billion gallons.
Now, the payoff from those higher water levels is?
Well, just, I guess, increased recreational boating, more enjoyable living. Folks that have cottages that used to have nice access to the shore and now they're walking through muck to their boat. Some shipping access, too. Now, we do still have a long ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
My thought is, you know, if Michigan and Huron went up another 6 inches to a foot, there would really be no low water level issue for folks with cabins. So it's still an issue. But if we continue to trend that way, if we continue to, unfortunately, for some, stay colder than normal and wetter than normal in the fall, and then we get a cold, snowy winter, and then we get a cold, wet spring, we could certainly add that 6 to 12 inches in the Lake Michigan and Huron in a big hurry.
Well, now you say if. Do you have any sense from the long-range forecasts how likely we might get to get this cool, wet fall and the snowy winter and the rainy spring?
Well, right now we're heading the opposite way. We're heading warm and dry for the fall, and it looks like that may hold. But I still see the super cold pocket of air up in Canada that kind of started last November and finally moved down into our area in February. It's up there. If that continues to build, it may be the sign of another cold, snowy winter. It's too early to tell on that just yet, but I see the point source. I see the cold pocket up there that if it happened, I wouldn't be surprised.
So if you have to get that snow shovel out next February, don't grumble too much because, as you say, it's good medicine for the Great Lakes.
Exactly.
Mark Torregrossa, the meteorologist with MLive, and he also runs farmerweather.com, a site dedicated to weather information for farmers and agriculture. Always good to talk with you, Mark. Thanks so much.
Thank you.